This one from a listener who says, many women have lost babies through miscarriages, stillbirths, and abortions. Will their babies be in heaven? And if so, will they be grown up?
Well, this is a very important question. I know it's also a painful and a sensitive one for those who've experienced miscarriages. I think these babies are in heaven, but I don't know if they grow up. Here's where I'm going in the Old Testament, Psalm 139. David talks about himself before he's born. For you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret. Your eyes saw my unformed substance. In your book were written every one of my days. That is, based on what David is saying here, we know that the unborn child is known by God, is a human being in the image of God.
Yes.
So, now, let's fast forward, 2 Samuel. When David's infant son dies, you know, the one he had with Bathsheba, his servants were surprised that David gets up from fasting and weeping once the child is dead. And David answers, while the child was still alive, I fasted and I wept. For I said, who knows? The Lord may be gracious to me. The child might live. But now he's died. Why should I fast? Can I bring him back? I will go to him. He will not return to me. So where is David going? Is David saying, I'm just going to the grave, and we're going to be in the grave together? I think not.
No.
I think, as Psalm 23 says, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. David knows this is his destiny, and he knows that's the destiny of his child as well. So I think every child that's been lost will be saved.
There's another lovely thought, and I think it's a Davidic psalm. It says, I shall be satisfied when I awake with your likeness.
Right.
So there's got to be more to it than the grave.
Right, right.
And they understood that in the Old Testament. Yeah.